me through the summer. You've been away, you've been trying to develop your skills, haven't you?
Yeah, I spent a week and a half of an intense course in France and with the Toulon tournament and having to deliver to Gareth Southgate in his preparations as a group. And it was quite interesting, really. We talked about all aspects of management. It was tough, you know, after a real grueling season, hard season.
And I guess there's a lot of things that you just don't think about in terms of where you stand, for example. That's not something that obviously springs to most people's mind.
No, it don't. I mean, presentations, what are you actually delivering and why are you delivering that? And have you got everyone's attention? And within a presentation, only so many people can take on as much information as once. So you got to make sure you get your point across as a manager, and it's got to be a defined moment that you're looking for, that to make sure that those players engage in you, and then they got to deliver.
It sounds a bit like being a school teacher in some ways. You need to grab their attention and get this into their heads. Are you looking for that when you're meeting new potential players? Are you looking for the way that they're listening to what you're actually saying?
I think you have to be yourself, but you also have to have a philosophy that's put into place. And I think when I took over as manager, I think it was quite clear what it was. And you know, players want to play in that, so that's been the exciting thing. And I think from scouts to supporters, what I have noticed is there's been a lot of contact from top clubs wanting to allow us to have those players, because you know, all the information's there to be provided of what we've done last year.
And was that include your new goalkeeper who's been announced today?
Yeah, he's good. He's a real good prospect and someone that the goalkeeper coach brought to my attention. And I have a friend, Gareth Jennings at Leicester, who's on my pro licence. And he came highly rated. So to have him working with our turn, him being our own keeper that we own, is good.
And I guess it shows intent about this season when you can get those kind of people.
It does, and I think we proved that in a short space of time with Liam Walsh coming from Everton. What I have to do is making sure that I do get quality for next year, because it's a 6-month loan spell. What I do know is obviously with Hedges and Shepherd, I've got a partnership there that's been developed over the last 3 years, so that's a bonus. And having them in for pre-season to work with us is another bonus, because normally over the years you've had to wait because they've gone with their current clubs on tour, so it's nice to have them in now.
Compared to last season, how many new players do we have? How many do we not have?
I mean, it can be confusing, because I class the ones that re-signed, Krizyak re-signed, Dixon re-signed, Smith re-signed, so a lot of people forget that. They could have left us. A lot of clubs, I think Plymouth have got 11 new players, and I've not ended up in that situation, because the current players that was here, every single one of those players wanted to sign for me apart from one, which I was disappointed with, but these things happen.
So in terms of numbers, how many new faces to Hewish Park do we have?
Well, it's difficult to say with what I want, and with the numbers that I have at the moment, you're looking at 16 or 17, but I have signed 2 or 3 young players, and whether they can step up to the mark, they've got the pre-season to show me that. So I have to be careful with, obviously I had 6 loans last year, I've only signed 2 as it stands at the moment. So what I want to end up is a squad of 20, and trying to make sure that those players are fit between now and the end of the season.
Okay, and obviously we had the first run out in Dorchester. Were you happy with what you saw overall?
Yeah, very pleased. I mean, it's never easy. I went to watch Weymouth versus Bristol City last night, 21s, and you know, they're difficult games. And you know, what I seen was 45 minutes of, you know, pure quality. And on another day, certainly in the final third, is where it's the most difficult to get, you know, scoring goals, and it should have been 3 or 4 within the first 15 minutes. But having said that, it wasn't to be, and you know, it was still a good workout with some quality from the individuals that we've brought to the squad.
And obviously Bristol City on Saturday, in the leagues higher now, is that a good experience to really challenge the players, or will that intimidate them in some ways?
No, I mean, it's a great challenge. When I was a younger player, and we used to play Brighton, Wolves and teams that were from a higher league, it's always a challenge, and I like to think my team's always hungry and motivated, and they'll be doing everything that they can to make sure they give everything that they got in front of our supporters for the first game.
And places aren't guaranteed yet, are they? For the
no,
players?
Not at all. I mean, you know, as I said to you before, I lost, you know, one or two, and you know, I've got to replace that. So all of these players are going to be given an opportunity.